Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What is going on behind the Steel Curtain, listeners? It is the third episode of the Live Mic. I'm your host, Mike Beck. Pleasure to bring you another episode. Today, we had a chat with at Steelers Nation on Twitter, and our fan spotlight for this episode was at Blitzberg. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. But before we get to those interviews, I want to chat with you all a little bit about today's topic, and that is what Matt Canada will exactly be bringing to this Steelers offense. And to be honest with you, I think it's a role way bigger than just being a quarterback coach. He will be a big factor in helping develop guys like Mason Rudolph, and if this organization does choose to bring in another quarterback, he will be instrumental in that. But he will take a pretty big step, in my opinion, when it comes to scheming games and designing plays. I think one of the two major reasons why Matt Canada was brought in, for starters, was because there just wasn't a quarterbacks coach, and they saw what happened when Mason Rudolph and Devlin Duck Hodges just got thrown onto the field without any real experience or tutelage other than what they've witnessed from Ben Roethlisberger. They kind of had to do something, and they had to bring in someone that could help teach them. So obviously, Matt Canada, being a guy who's familiar with the area, familiar with a lot of players on the team already, and familiar really with Mike Tomlin just based on stints in Maryland and being around just in Pittsburgh. I think he is someone that was kind of a no-brainer hire for the organization, and I think he's someone that will get the best out of this quarterback room. You know, there is something to be said about not being able to teach old dogs new tricks, so I can't really see him making too big of an impact on Ben Roethlisberger. However, I think Matt Canada totally will affect that quarterback room in a positive way. It's only going to help for the future. If Mason Rudolph comes in and succeeds, I think the organization can pat itself on the back for bringing in someone that can get the best out of Mason. Of course, that is the direction this team really wants to go down, just kind of based on what this offseason has seen and kind of what they've stayed away from when it comes to all the quarterback talk, what they've talked about, and that they've just flat out denied ever talking to any free agent quarterbacks. Now you may be thinking to yourself, Mike, you always write articles about the quarterbacks this team should be chasing, blah, 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 we hate it, they're not bringing in a quarterback. I hear you loud and clear. I also agree that they're not bringing in a quarterback. Those were just hypotheticals that, you know, I thought was a fun exercise to fill some time during this offseason. But getting back on topic with Matt Canada with our second point, he has shown some of the most creative offenses in the NCAA over the past number of years. Obviously, he rolls out tons of pre-snap motion. He always sends someone pretty much every play on some sort of jet sweep action, always transitioning the scheme on the field, just depending on the sets they're in, and then kind of branching out from tight looks to more expanded offensive formations. And you know what? I think the guys they brought in this offseason will only help those situations. You're looking at kind of the monsters on the field, and Eric Ebron, Vance McDonald, and newly drafted, I should say, Chase Claypool, all of them over 6'4", just jump out of the gym. They're absolute matchup nightmares, and they can allow you to line 11 guys up in the box and then spread it out wide, and you still have capable receivers, and it's just a matchup nightmare. I think one of the reasons why they brought those guys in was looking at what Matt Canada has done and what he has brought to his offenses make that. Now, I think this is a team that we should be excited about because really there's wasn't too much creativity a year ago, and this offseason I think we'll see this offense be completely revamped, rechanged, retooled, and I don't think we're going to be seeing any of that sloppy wildcat again this year. In fact, I think that's probably all but scrapped. I would not hesitate at all to say that, and I think we're going to see an offense that is co-coordinated between, of course, Randy Fichtner, who some Steelers fans, I think it starting to become the majority, is kind of leaning away from and kind of hoping he takes a step back. But in my opinion, it does kind of feel like Matt Canada is the OC in waiting, and he will be a guy that totally comes in to help develop this offense further before making it his own when Randy Fichtner retires. Whether or not you like the word that I just chose, I think that's how it will play out. I think this team really likes adding from within. I think they'd rather ask Randy to retire than to fire him, or he may just go out on his own terms. But I think that is where this team is headed. So with that said, let's transition to our first interview of the day. This is with Justin from at Steelers Nation. Justin, I'm just curious, what's it kind of like running a page that's one of the most popular and influential of this fan base?
It's good. We deal with a lot of people. We try to give back to Steelers Nation. And, you know, we try to set up events for people. We've done some stuff with the NC State fan. We have a tailgate this year in Jacksonville. We have a home tailgate every week for the home games. You know, it's good. It's good to, you know, be, you know, influential on Twitter and hang out with everybody and talk football.
Now, how did this all get started? Why did you guys start the page?
Our website, SteelerNation.com, it was spun off from Steelers.com back in 1999. It was pretty much a message board, you know, because back then there wasn't, you know, all the social media and stuff like that. So we spun off from the Steelers official site because they were censoring things. You know, you couldn't really talk bad or have an opinion about the team. So we spun off from there, and then I was a part of the website. And then in 2015, I helped take over because our owner, you know, he had some stuff going on in his life, and he kind of handed it off. So, and retired. So we developed a news website that you see now, SteelerNation.com, and we transferred the forum message board from SteelerNation.com to SteelerNationForums.com. And then we developed all the social media to what it is now in the last, like, 3 or 4 years.
Now, continuing talking about our fan base, do you find Steelers fans to be the most passionate? And kind of what's it like reading all our stuff?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a lot of passion. You know, people get mad, you know, pretty easily. You know, when they get mad at the team, they send us direct messages and stuff, thinking that, you know, we're the official site and all that stuff. But it's good, you know, you try to interact with everybody as much as you can. You try to ignore the people that, you know, aren't very nice. I feel like we deal with some of the same stuff that the athletes and stuff deal with, you know, not on that big of a level and, you know, that much hatred, but you still get a lot of ignorant people. So I can see where athletes come from when they deal with fans and, you know, different people on social media.
Since you got to read all that stuff, do you find a lot of negativity? Do you ever have to just kind of tell somebody, hey, that's kind of crossing the line, that's enough?
Yeah, it happens frequently. Yeah, or like we did a, you know, this you know, kind of not the same thing, but we did a giveaway a couple weeks ago where I picked a couple people and I sent them Steeler jerseys. We had like 5,000 people like enter the contest or whatever, and people still are sending me direct messages asking why they didn't get a jersey. They thought that we were sending every single person that asked for a jersey. Yeah, different stuff like that. And we get a lot of messages for people requesting tickets and stuff from the Steelers. You know, obviously I'm just a fan like them, and I pay for my season tickets. I can't accommodate, you know, everybody, even though I'd like to. You know, they have good causes, or, you know, somebody might have cancer or somebody's dying and stuff like that. We'd love to help out, but, you know, it's not feasible to give, you know, come up with tickets for everybody or field passes and stuff like that.
Right. Now, I guess we can transition to the Steelers Nation Jacksonville trip. I'm just curious, how long has it been running, and how did it kind of start up?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This will be our second time doing it with Game Day Tailgate Experience. They're a company out of Jersey. They deal with the Jaguars every year. They have tailgates for every Jaguars home game. They came to us back in 2018 about helping them promote it. So we've really got on with them this year, and we've gave a ton of people a bunch of information about it, and we're hoping that we're going to get over 3,000 Steeler fans down there. Tailgate comes with a ticket to the game, so, you know, everybody gets to hang out at the tailgate. You know, they have leather chairs and big screen TVs and, you know, tents and all kinds of different stuff, and then you get a ticket to the game. So, I mean, you can't really beat that.
No kidding. You really can't beat that. Especially being down there with 3,000 other Steelers fans, that'd be a pretty insane experience. I guess we can transition to talk about you a little bit and your Steelers fanhood. Just starting things off, what are you most excited for about this upcoming 2020 season?
Obviously getting Big Ben back. I think that's the moment I've been waiting for since we exited the game against Seattle last year.
Now, continuing with Big Ben, do you think if he comes back 100% healthy, do you think he could come in and help this team compete for a championship?
I believe so. I mean, the defense, you know, Ben hasn't had a defense that can hold teams under 14 points since, you know, Troy Polamalu and Harrison and all them guys back in 2010. So, you know, that's the last time they went to the Super Bowl. So I feel like the offense is going to be able to score points. You know, hopefully James Conner can stay healthy, but I feel like between him and Benny Snell, you know, they can carry the load as long as there's at least a little threat of a passing game. You know, it was, you know, there was no passing game last year. The team stacked the box, and they were able to stop the run and prevent the Steelers from scoring. And even though the defense was playing amazing, that you can't have them play 40 minutes of the game. You know, they get tired by the fourth quarter, and that's when they seem to let up a little bit.
Well, speaking of the passing game, what do you think of the additions of Eric Ebron and Chase Claypool?
Yeah, I'm hoping we're going to get the great Eric Ebron, the one from 2 years ago with Andrew Luck, not the one that drops passes and causes problems. But yeah, he seems to be saying the right things. And, you know, he's passionate on Twitter. If you follow him on there, he's always talking and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm all for it. You know, hopefully he's going to be a nice red zone threat. And, you know, Chase Claypool, good to see him come on. You know, he needs another downfield threat. He needs somebody that can go up and get the ball. I think he'll be a good complement to what they have.
Right. Now, do you think there's one player that's destined for a breakout in 2020?
I think it has to be Deontay Johnson. You know, you're looking at an AB clone, in my opinion. Yeah, well, when they drafted him last year, they said that his ability to get off the ball was like AB. And, you know, the more we've seen him, the more it's proved to be true. And I think DK Pittsburgh Sports posted a clip of him returning a punt for the touchdown last year against Arizona. And they put the clip of AB returning the kickoff against the Titans for his first touchdown in the NFL. It was eerie how how similar they are and how they look like each other when they're running.
Well, if Deontay ends up being that good, I think we're in for a pretty explosive offense in 2020. Two more questions for you before we let you get out. I guess for starters, how did you personally become a Steelers fan?
My dad's from Pittsburgh, so I've been a Steelers fan for as far as I can remember. I think my earliest memories is like I was 7 years old, Super Bowl 30. When the Steelers were losing at halftime, I went up to my room and cried. So I was pretty passionate about it from then. We've had season tickets since 2000, so we've been to every home game since then. We've been to 3 Super Bowls, and yeah, it just keeps going.
All right, last question here for you. Some people have struggled with this one, but I will pose you the question. What do you want this fan base to know about you?
I am one of you. I'm a Yinzer. You know, we're all passionate. We say things, crazy things, whatever. We get pissed off, and you know, you're going to see that reflected on our social media some days. It's nothing personal. But, you know, we have strong opinion just like everybody else, and you know, we want nothing but the best for the Steelers and you know, the players and every other thing like that.
Awesome, Justin. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that was Justin from at Steelers Nation. And, of course, you're listening to The Live Mic brought to you by BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I guess we'll keep things rolling right along, and we will introduce our fan spotlight in a moment here. But for starters, for those of you who are new to the show, let me just tell you a couple things, I guess, about our fan spotlight. Namely, it's a chance that we get to speak to you, the fan. So if you are out there and you really want to get on Steelers Radio, namely on Behind the Steel Curtains platform, I strongly encourage you to follow both myself at MichaelBeck56 on Twitter and, of course, the Behind the Steel Curtain page. We will be looking for each and every one of you. Those people that kind of promote their content the most are really just kind of out there in the internet, I guess I should say. We are looking for you, and we want to talk to you because this fan base kind of wants to know more about the people that are kind of most prominent in our community. So with that said, let's bring in our next guest from the Blitzburg account on Twitter. He is Chris Ward. Chris, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing, Michael?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. Your account has been sharing stuff for Behind the Steel Curtain for a while now. How long has that kind of partnership been going on for?
2 years. Jeff asked us to help out with the social media, and we just been doing it ever since, and really enjoyed being part of the Behind the Steel Curtain family. And it's a really good page to interact with other Steeler fans.
Now, how did your page exactly start up, and how did it get so big?
A couple years ago, we've been around for about 5 years, but the other guy that he started the page, his name's Zach. He's in Florida, but he just DM'd me one day and asked to help out with the page, and we've been doing it ever since. You know, just interacting with Steeler fans and you know, posting articles and giving us our opinions on the team and stuff. And how it got big, I don't know, just probably over years, you know, posting and stuff. We're on there pretty frequently, and I think it grew over time, just with interacting with fans and everything.
Right. So when you see so many commentators and, of course, having so many followers, of course, you'll run into a bunch of negativity. How do you guys kind of handle that through your page? Do you block people? Do you what do you guys necessarily do?
I mean, personally, I don't really block people. I mean, we might have a few people on there that might, you know, might give trouble or something. But you know, negatively, you might fall back. But it's really not worth it. You know, we respect all views and stuff, everyone's opinions. You know, people are going to disagree. You know, when it comes to sports and the Steelers, you know, people are going to have different thoughts and opinions. So it's all good for most of the time.
Now, what's it like running a page with such a large following?
It's pretty cool. I mean, you get to, you know, obviously interact with people from all over the world. Really, you know, sometimes we do, we ask fans where they're from or something, and it's amazing to see how far, you know, Steelers fans, spread out all across the country. And like I said, even in Europe and, you know, South America, we, outside of Western PA and Pittsburgh. So it's pretty cool to see. But, you get to interact with some of the, we talk with some of the beat reporters, through following and like sharing their work and stuff. So it's pretty cool to a couple of players follow us and stuff, but we don't really interact with the players at all, but they follow us. So it's just cool to, to have, to reach out to some of the people that are there that, cover the Steelers and have a pretty big outreach on Twitter.
Right. Now, I guess we can transition a little bit to actually just talking about the team itself. What do you think of this offseason? Do you think they did enough to address the offensive needs?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, I like that they added Claypool, a big red zone target. I mean, I think it's going to take a while, for him to make a real impact because not having the OTAs and the training camp. But I think he has a lot of potential. I really like the Mark McFarland pick. You know, at first it was kind of like you were wondering, like, oh, they didn't pick Dobbins there at the time because, he's a featured back that could have, maybe done some damage. Like year one, McFarland, he might be a project player, but the more I watch him, I really like what he can do. He has a lot of speed, but I think I like Dobbins. He's a really good run blocker, and I think he could potentially a few years from now be like Ramon Foster's replacement there at left guard.
Right. So you mentioned Chase Claypool, of course, the big wide receiver the team added. What do you think of this receiving core? Of course, it's a pretty young unit. I guess there's kind of question marks on whether or not this may even be Juju Smith-Schuster's last season. Do you think this receiving core has been built in a way that it can kind of extend in the future? Who do you think is going to stick around? And just kind of your general thoughts on that that unit.
Yeah, I mean, it is, like you said, it's a young unit, but I think they have a lot of potential there with, Deontay Johnson really shined there last year without even having Roethlisberger as a quarterback. So I think there's some good things for him in the future. And Juju, I think he's going to have a bounce back year. I mean, I think really what it had to do with, people say he didn't have Antonio Brown, but I think the real issue was obviously injuries, and the quarterback play was obviously, not up to par last year with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph. So I think it was really tough for him to really, have production last year. James Washington, I think he made strides last year too, especially the back half of the season. So I'm interested to see what he could do when Ben comes back. But I think, it all comes down to Roethlisberger. I think he'll with him back, I think he'll really get those receivers numbers up compared to last year.
Right. Now, I guess we can transition away from the team and kind of just talk about yourself briefly here and just a couple questions for you. Firstly, how did you become a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
My family's from the Pittsburgh area, and I'm in Pittsburgh right now. So it's just kind of always been, it's kind of born with it. There's not really a time that I thought like, oh yeah, I'm a Steelers fan because of this player or not. It was just something that was always ingrained in me. But I'm 25, so or 26, so I just turned 20. But I grew up with like players like Jerome Bettis and, even Cordell Stewart and Troy Polamalu, Joey Porter, those guys. So just grew over time, and it's become like a hobby and passion of, you know, being a Steelers fan.
Now, I guess last question here for you. What are you most excited for about this 2020 season?
I'm excited to see Ben come back. I think he has 2 years probably at the most to come back. So I'm hoping for another Super Bowl run. The defense is off, you know, top five unit with players like T.J. Watt and Devin Bush and Minka Fitzpatrick. I think they have a lot of, you know, premier players on defense. And like I said, I think receivers with Ben Backer are going to really produce this year. And hopefully they get the running game going and James Conner can stay healthy. But I'm excited for this season. Hopefully with the whole, you know, coronavirus pandemic, hopefully they'll be able to play a full season. And I'm just excited to see sports come back, really.
Right, awesome. He is Chris Ward from @SteelBlitzberg. You probably already follow him, but that Blitzberg account on Twitter. Chris, thanks for coming on with me.
All right, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it for having me.
All right, thanks again to Chris Ward and also Steelers Nation for coming on with me. The next one, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into the quarterback talk, specifically just about Big Ben in this offseason. And we're going to be doing that with Tim Graham from The Athletic, so that's going to be exciting. Stay tuned for that one. That should be coming up soon. I want to thank you guys for listening. And if you want to be featured on our Fan Spotlight, again, make sure you're following both myself and Behind the Steel Curtain. You can find the Behind the Steel Curtain pretty much everywhere. You can find them on Twitter. You can find them on Facebook. Of course, you can just interact with the page itself at behindthesteelcurtain.com. Make that. Thanks again for listening to this one. I'm hoping to get a couple of more exciting interviews with you up and running pretty quick here. So just stay tuned to your DMs. I'm excited to interact a little bit more with you, the members of Steelers Nation. So once again, I'm Michael Beck, and you have been listening to episode number 3 of the Live Mic, and thank you for tuning in.